אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
We are reading in the book of writings of Rabash.
ואהבת לרעך.
What does the rule love thy friend as thyself give us?
Study
material is in Sivat Tova and Rabun. Questions can be sent to us through the websites and we will ask you questions. So again, the article, what does the rule love thy friend as thyself give us? What does the klal, rule, as well as collective, love thy friend as thyself, give us? Through this rule, we can come to love the Creator. If this is so, what is keeping the 612 mitzvot give us?
First, we need to know what a rule is. It is known that a collective consists of many individuals. Without individuals, there cannot be a collective. For example, when we refer to an audience as a sacred audience, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the audience, etc., and this is called a minyan, or a congregation. At least 10 people must be present. And then it is possible to say Kedusha at the service.
The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah divinity dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. It therefore follows that the rule, love thy friend as thyself, is built on 612 mitzvot. In other words, if we keep the 612 mitzvot, we will be able to achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself. It turns out that the particular element allows us to achieve the collective. And when we have the collective, we will be able to achieve the love of the Creator. As it is written, my soul yearns for the Lord. Up to here.
That's it, only to here? Okay. So I will read, with your permission. What does the klal, the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us? Question mark.
Chiva.
Answer. Through this rule, we can come to the love of the Creator. Meaning, from the love of friends, from the love of others, we can come to the love of the Creator. In any other way, it is impossible to reach the love of the Creator. And the love of the Creator is actually that whole connection we have to attain as a result of all the incarnations and our entire life in this world. So we have to come to the love of the Creator through love of friends. If this is so, what does keeping the 620 mitzvot give us? There are 613. And why does he say 612? For if we observe these 612, we will reach the last commandment, the last mitzvah. So let's see. First, we need to know what a rule is, a klal. It is known that a collective, a klal, consists of many individuals, and without the individuals, there cannot be a collective. For example, when we refer to an audience as a sacred audience, meaning a big group, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterward, a head is appointed to the audience when they gather. And this is how they organize, and it's called a minyan or a congregation, where as at least 10 people must be present. And then it's possible to say Kedusha, meaning then they can come to a state in the appeal to the Creator, which is called Kedusha, holiness, meaning they truly come to the Creator. if they have at least 10 people and they truly intend together to come to Dvikut, so adhesion with the Creator. And the Zohar said about it, wherever there are 10, meaning in every 10, divinity, Shekhinah dwells, meaning the Creator is revealed. And this means that in a place where there are 10 people, there's a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah, for the revelation of the upper light, the revelation of the presence of the Creator. Accordingly, it turns out that the rule, love thy friend as thyself, is built upon the 612 mitzvot, or actions, corrections, which are called mitzvot. In other words, if we keep the 612 mitzvot, we will be able to achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself. It turns out that the particular elements allow us to achieve the collective, and when we have the collective, we will be able to achieve that final commandment, 613, which is called the love of the Creator. As it is written, my soul yearns for the Lord. That's it. There was a question, and that's how he answered it. And the continuation of a few more sentences here, the four lines here, he's already answering another question.
Grazie, Rav. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Il fatto di portare avanti le mitzvot, il risultato è l'amore degli amici.
Us performing the mitzvot, what happens is we achieve love of friends, or we enter immediately love of the Creator?
Mitzvot are called actions, all kinds of different actions within which we need to perform them in order to bestow, not for ourselves, but in order to bestow through the friends to the Creator, or directly in all kinds of ways. But it's usually actions between a person and his surrounding. And from this, these actions from the surrounding, the environment that he's incorporated in, to the Creator. This is how we give back the whole human level, the whole degree of Adam, that it, where it becomes more resembling of the Creator. We bring it back to the Creator. These actions are called mitzvot. Mitzvot from tzivui, commandments. That's something that's being commanded. We're commanded to come to a state of equivalence of form with the Creator. We towards the Creator, like He is towards us, and then we're in dvikut, in adhesion with Him.
Moscow one.
Posso fare un'ultima domanda?
Moscow one.
Ken, Ken.
Lo studente, uno studente di Kabbalah, il suo scopo è raggiungere l'equivalenza della forma.
The student of Kabbalah, his goal is to reach the equivalence of form through commandments, through the mitzvot, in relation to the environment?
Yes.
Sof maaseh b'makshava tchila.
The end of an act is in the initial thought. We want to reach dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. That's to begin with as a goal for us. Now, in order to reach this goal, we need to reach a connection between us, and then from the connection between us, a connection with the Creator. There are two stages altogether here.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Microphone, sure.
Look, can you hear
it? Ah, вот так слышно, да?
No, they probably... Так слышно?
Да. My apologies, now you hear me?
Несмотря на всю высоту заповеди, возлюби ближнего самого себя, получается, это вообще самое...
Regardless of all the height of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, but this is the beginning of the work.
Right, right. Altogether, we have 2 degrees. Love thy friend as thyself, and love thy Lord thy God. That's it. We don't have any more than that. We have 2 steps that we have to do, 2 stages.
Barur? Tov.
Clear?
Kiev
1. Okay.
Dear Rav, he explains interestingly that the rule of the collective... He explains it in the example of the 10, the minyan. How does it relate?
I can't come to the love of others in order to reach the love of the Creator from there if I'm not incorporated from... together with 10 people. It's the condition that comes to us from nature, that there has to be a minyan, 10. If I connect with 10, then it is with certainty that I'm arranged in such a way that I'm organizing myself, my internality, my will to receive in a manner that I can move from that to the Creator. Where I build from my 10 a vessel that will be suitable to absorb, to receive the Creator. And this vessel will always be between me and the Creator, the 10. It will always be. Therefore, we need to first come to the love of the others, to the love of the Creator beings. To build a vessel from them, and with this vessel, approach the revelation of the Creator, to seek Him, to be clothed in Him, and adhere to Him.
So what does it mean that, as you said, that these mitzvot, unlike what Rabash wrote here, that I can reach love your friend as yourself through all the other tens? What are these actions that we need to do between us for the correction?
We want to connect as one man in one heart, where the Creator, which is the goal for each and every one, will be a Creator for us all together, one. And then, in yearning to Him, we connect. Imagine to yourself that we're connecting by having one Creator.
Okay.
Creator is one, and the rule is also universal. So what are these different actions, the 612?
That we will interpret later. Later in us, all kinds of such manners that are different are revealed in us. How we can be connected, helping one another, etc. That's later. Not a problem. Don't put your head into such things that you can get confused with. It's best to always remain in a state where you are certain that you're holding on to something, at least to something. Okay?
All
right. Zichron 2.
Good morning, Rav. I'm trying to understand. I now need to put on tefillin and all other actions that will lead for the love of others.
We need to come to the mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself.
So we immediately work on loving of others?
You're not being told that there you have something else in the middle. You're told that you have to come to love thy friend as thyself, and the next stage, which is love thy Lord thy God. That's it. Now, upon all the corporeal actions, here, yes, no, to who yes, to who not, we're not talking about that for the time being. That's it. We're not talking as if they don't exist.
May I ask another question?
Yes.
You always tell us to read the articles of Rabash and to go over them.
Yes.
So now, let's say in a bit of time, week, 2 weeks, we'll go over these articles again. And
you're supposed to relate to what's written in the article. That's it.
So the 612
mitzvot means that all together we have 620 desires, from which 7 less, it's 613. So these 613 mitzvot, commandments, we need to correct and in order to bestow. These 613 desires are revealed in us along the way towards the end of correction. That's it.
Thank you.
Moscow 1.
Да, я прошу прощения, что больше выбора нет. А вот мы учим, что сделать свое.
So we're learning that to make your desire as his desire.
Между мной, допустим, и творцом, да, вот.
And this desire is now between me and the creator. And in this case, is it the other, the friend?
Make your will like his will. According to the love between us, between the friends, we learn what it means. Make your will his. Where I want to adhere to a friend, whereas all my desires will be similar to his desires in order to bestow. And then from that I learn what it is to bestow to a friend. If I come to a state where I try to bestow to 9 friends in all kinds of states that we go through, then it's called that I'm ready to be in the state of bestowing contentment to the Creator. Did you understand? Look at how much of a choice here. What a variety. You are in 613 actions towards the friends, towards each and every friend, from the 9 friends, besides you, their 9 friends should be. Yes? And then, by this, you correct your entire will to receive. And then, with your whole desire to receive, you only come to the rule, to the collective. From what you receive from the Creator in order to bestow. So that through them, through all these friends, through all these actions, you bestow to the Creator. And here you have already a whole vessel.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, is there an action that I can do for the friend that means that I love the friend as much as I love myself?
Find such an action. Yes.
Does it exist, such an action?
Yes, if it's written, love thy friend as thyself, it not only exists, it's a commandment.
It's a mitzvah, it's a tzivuy.
It's a mitzvah. That you must love him that way, just like yourself.
I have to search for these actions.
Yes.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. He says that the collective is built on many individuals. What are these individuals?
The details, the individuals are that I love my friends and all the opportunities that we can strengthen the connection between us all the way till we can't even differentiate between us as one man in one heart. This is what we need to work upon every day.
So all of these states that we receive from the Creator through our connection between us.
Yes, and it could be that after a few years, we will start to feel how to start keeping this, how to observe it.
What do you mean how to observe it after a few years? What does it mean?
I'm observing it and I intend for it to gradually, slowly, slowly trickle into our desire to receive in order to receive, and then it's corrected through these drops of light that we receive through every single effort we make in coming closer to one another.
May I ask another question?
Yes.
How important is it, our inclusion in the morning lesson, that we receive the light within us, within the 10, within the collective, on the way to correcting the individuals?
How important is it? I can't tell you how important it is, but it's important. To measure, I can't. But it's very important. Because the morning lesson is actually like the keter, the crown for every partsuf that we build throughout the day. Okay? Good.
Moshe.
Let's read the article, this short article again.
So again, we're going to the article. What does the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us? What does the klal, rule, as well as collective, love thy friend as thyself, give us? Through this rule, we come to love the Creator. If this is so, what does keeping the 612 mitzvot, commandments, give us? First, we need to know what is a rule. It is known that a collective, klal, consists of many individuals. Without individuals, there cannot be a collective. For example, when we refer to an audience as a sacred audience, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the audience, etc. And this is called a minyan, a ten, or a quorum, or a congregation. At least 10 people must be present. And then it is possible to say Kedusha, a part of the Jewish prayer at the service. The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah, divinity, dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. It therefore follows that the rule, love thy friend as thyself, is built on 612 mitzvot. In other words, if we keep the 612 mitzvot, we will be able to achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself. It turns out that the particular elements allow us to achieve the collective. And when we have the collective, we will be able to achieve the love of the Creator. As it is written, my soul yearns for the Lord.
No new questions. And none in the hall either?
No questions in the hallway.
Okay, then everything is clear. Let's move to the women.
Europe.
Question from Europe. What are 612 mitzvot? Are we performing them as to connect with the friends?
613 mitzvot are 613 actions in order to bestow, where each and every action emerges from the desire to receive that is corrected in order to bestow. We have 613 desires to receive, and we need to correct them in order to bestow, so for them to be, And then it's considered that we can observe them in order to bestow. It's called that we are performing mitzvot, commandments. From the word mitzivui, which is to command. The Creator is commanding us to correct our desire to receive in order to receive, to in order to bestow.
And in the same question, what is the connection between the 613 mitzvot and the 613 degrees?
There are many things here. These are 125 degrees, 613 commandments, 620 commandments, different actions. It's, you can find this, I think, in the Book of Zohar, in the last volume, there's, I arranged it such that maybe I'm sure it's in the archive and you can also see it in the internet, these things. Address your department heads and they will give you where to find it. The key to the numbers you can receive from there. There are many things to it. Whoever is interested in it. Whereas we explain it in a general way. And not entering into details. That we have desires all together, 620 desires. We need to correct 613 desires so that they will be from in order to, from, to move from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And then we perform 613 mitzvot, commandments. And if you're telling me where else are the other seven commandments, we will correct them later. That's already in the absolute, in the actual end of correction. And that's it. Now, how do I know which desires I need to correct? Every single desire that you feel in your life, try to define it, observe it, and arrange it in order to bestow through the friends to the Creator.
USA 3, what does that mean to be with the friends, included with the
to be included, incorporated in the friends means that, first of all, we cannot observe, we cannot keep these corrections, these mitzvot, unless it is in the relations between us. Everyone hears. Both women and men, we cannot perform commandments, mitzvot, corrections in the relations between us in order to bestow if we're not incorporated, if we're not connected between us together. It turns out that all the mitzvot are so that we will connect between us correctly. To be as one man in one heart. And from this heart, we turn to the Creator.
Allah.
Next.
PT2. You mentioned that the morning lesson is like the Keter of the Partsuf that we build throughout the day. What does it mean, and how do we use our presence during the lesson to realize our day through dissemination and inner work?
I receive from my students such letters, emails. First of all, I am sorry, but I don't answer. Usually, I don't answer most of the emails. What I talk about in the lesson, I'm thinking it's considered that way, that that's enough. Whoever hears the lessons receives what he needs and what she needs. So I read these emails that they get up in the morning and they don't want to wake up. And in the middle of the night, they're jumping and don't want to go. And all kinds of such that have moods and different relations to the and attitudes towards the lesson, towards me, etc., etc. The main thing is not the states that you're going through. The main thing is the deeds, the actions that you go through. You come to the lesson or don't. And if you decided that you're coming to the lesson physically, then physically, and not that today you're not coming, or you're coming only virtually. So that's why I'm saying that the beginning of the lesson is the beginning of the day. It's the beginning of the morning. It's the beginning of the new spiritual state, our lesson. It needs to be the most important. A person that is in the middle of the lesson needs to feel himself being filled, truly being filled with all this spiritual charge. And then throughout the day, it's somehow enough for him, maybe till the afternoon lesson, and then till the night, where he has maybe a few more meetings, conversations with his friends. For sure there need to be. And this is how it has to go throughout the day. But the morning lesson has to be the main lesson.
Hala.
Latin 13.
Latin 13. Is love of others begin when I stop thinking about myself?
Love of others begins when I appreciate the other more than I do myself. Anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. Meaning, day after day, my ego, my will to receive grows. And I rise above it in love of others, in love of friends. And the next day, it's even greater, and I even more rise above it. And this is how I advance. Meaning, what am I advancing upon? Upon the love for myself, the egoistic love for myself, and then, when I rise above it, to the love of friends. That's how I constantly rise above the love of myself towards the love of others.
He won. When does the 10 turn into a holy place?
When the 10 is connected as one man and one heart to a certain extent. There are measures here. There are 125 degrees here. And also in every degree there are 5 degrees. So, when the 10 begins to connect, it starts to be as a ladder upon which we climb upwards.
Moscow 6. Is loving first of all feeling and then fulfilling?
To love is considered to feel the other, to open one's heart and fill it with all that I'm capable of filling.
PT2. What causes real contentment to the Creator? Actions and thoughts of a person or feelings that the person reveals or both?
The connection between us that we perform in order to bring him contentment. Just like good children towards their mother. Where they're willing to be connected despite the ego between them and want to quarrel with one another. But for their mother, they stop themselves and overcome themselves.
Queens 1, what does it mean to take care of the 10 that you don't have a physical connection with? What does it mean to take care or work with a 10 that you don't have a physical connection with?
Well, we need to overcome that. We need to nevertheless feel a connection that is above the physical distance.
Next.
PT6, how do we arrange any desire we feel in life in order to bring contentment to the Creator? What are the actions to do so?
I can't answer that now. We will scrutinize it. I think that it's enough altogether, these questions. They themselves, especially the women, need to try and answer their questions themselves. Have them connect between them, unite and find answers to all the questions. Okay?
That's it, thank you.
Okay, so what are we doing next?
We have another question from the hall, or we can go to another article of Rabash.
Very well, so what's the question?
Rav, maybe you can explain why does a Kabbalist that writes such an article that is supposed to open the wisdom before us, without your explanation, we would understand it completely differently?
How is it opposite? What are you telling me here, Eyal?
If we read this article, then we need to keep observe Torah and mitzvot.
No, if you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, you need to interpret everything according to the desire, because all the corrections are with our desires. Therefore, we have 613 mitzvot, commandments, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, which means that if you correct all of those, you're correcting all 620 desires in your soul. That's it. It's not talking about the organs in your corporeal body, but rather upon the internal actions.
I understand that, and I'm not asking about that, but why is it written in such a way that without your clarification, we wouldn't be able to properly understand this article? Why is it like that, that the writings are so blocked, that without having a teacher that guides you step word by word, and again, each time you explain that these are desires, and
because you have been accustomed, according to your nature, to interpret it that way, because that's what you have in your hands. You're used to that, it's close to you, and it's understood to you that way, because you can hold on to it by the hand and understand and feel. That's how you interpret things. And you have to stumble upon this each time and try to explain it in the correct way. But when we start to explain these things correctly, everything becomes very beautiful, very clear, very understood. That love thy friend as thyself is the rule that we... What is it telling you? 613 mitzvot are explained to us the klal, the collective of love thy friend as thyself. How can it be that I will perform some form of action in kosher rules or in all kinds of other things, and that helps me reach love thy friend? Tell me. Explain to me. I also don't see it in this world. So much. A result from it. I see that there are people who observe commandments in corporality also, and all kinds of distances between them. Distancing in the forms of pride, ego. Not that they're doing things that don't observe anything, but nevertheless we see that the observance of commandments in corporality can give a person another reason for pride, actually. Therefore, God forbid, I'm not negating anything here, but I'm saying that the intention is not in that. That we need to correct the heart, just like Ibn Ezra writes, that all the commandments in the Torah were given in order to correct the heart.
It follows that without a teacher that really goes with you like with a blind, that you have to put your feet step by step, you can get lost in this wisdom in 2 seconds.
Right, right. And you need to remind one another all the time. That's why I saw those of ascent and they were very few. What can you do? That's our way, but it's gradually being clarified and becomes more apparent, and it will be understood to many people in this world that everything needs to be corrected in the heart. In the heart is called all our desires. The Creator created the will to receive, and we need to correct the desire to receive. And nothing except for that. Okay.
USA Northwest.
You're muted, Anton.
Rav, it's love of others that we play the role of a conduit and that we relate the desires of the friends through a prayer to the Creator. Is that the role that we are playing?
Yes, of course. We always turn through the friends. Otherwise, we have no connection. If we don't observe, keep the connection with the Creator, don't come with Him to Him with a question, we won't have an answer from Him. Therefore, we have to first of all be connected with the friends. From love of others, we come to love of the Creator. From connection with the friends, we come to connection with the Creator. And it cannot be any other way.
Thank you, Rav.
Yofi.
Yes. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Also, all of humanity will have to come to all the 613 commandments?
No. We'll talk about that later. Not everyone and not in everything. Of course, they will have to ascend and rise above their will to receive in order to receive, to the will to receive in order to bestow, but not with the same intensity and the same complexity as we have. Much, much less.
But they will have to come to love thy friend as thyself?
Yes, yes. But the conditions will be less than ours. Much less.
Meaning less corrections?
Yes, and it also follows the pyramid, yes.
Moscow 4.
Рав, мировое кли. Рав, 10 минут назад вы сказали очень практическое действие.
Рав, 10 minutes ago, you talked about a very practical action. Try every desire you have to invert to in order to bestow. There's a very standout desire inside of me. What do I do with it?
After you know that you need to do in order to bestow, then you catch yourself in a certain action, in a certain desire, and you try to perform that in order to bestow, not for yourself, but the opposite, for the benefit of the friend, for the benefit of the Creator, then you need to perform a tzimtzum, a restriction, that you don't think about your own benefit, and connect with the desire of a friend or the desire of the Creator, and try to do according to what is in that desire, that you, as a bestower to that desire, you fulfill it, you fill it. In that, you in some way become resembled to the Creator, towards the friend. Or as the Creator, if you're to the Creator, that you are with the host, sitting in front of the host, and you're scrutinizing, what can I give if I have nothing to give other than receiving what he wants to give me in order to bestow? And then you begin to see, how do you perform it? How do you do it? Soon, we're coming to situations that we are going to perform it in practice, that we will begin to feel that I have a desire and the Creator has a desire. And how do I interact with him in practice? So I need to restrict myself on my desire not to receive from myself, and then a screen that I only want to perform for his benefit. And then I enter the ability to perform a zivug de haka'a, that what he wants to give me, I only accept in order to bestow, and I check everything in order to my ability to do it for his benefit, and then I come in contact with him, and I receive pleasure in order to bring contentment to him, only for that, above the restriction, meaning above reason. And this is how we will begin to connect from between us to the Creator. Soon, in a few lessons, we will begin to delve into these matters. And then we'll begin to study Talmud of the Ten Sefirot, in the study of the Ten Sefirot, in practice, that we will begin to observe and keep these matters in practice. That's it.
Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, спасибо. А вот, допустим, я говорю,
что
желания ближнего должны быть это самое важное, что есть у человека для того, чтобы для объединения, да?
The desires of others is the closest thing that a person has to give to the Creator for connection. But let's say if someone hears me from the ego, it sounds terrible in the ego. It's not something I intend, it's just what he hears. Do we need to simplify and remove the language?
I don't understand. Who are you speaking for? Who are you speaking about when you were asking?
Let's say you just explained to Moscow 7 about certain practical advices. But usually you don't lower the level of the language. You keep it in a very high level.
It's too early. You see that you can't reach it on your own. Then I'm opening a little bit. But at the end of the day, you need to keep out of the connection between you. You will understand what is it speaking about. That's it. And not to speak outside of the group. Chedera 1.
Rav, he writes here that there need to be 10 to do Kedusha in prayer. What is that state inside the work in the 10?
Holiness is us coming to a very special degree, spiritual degree. Then we ascend to the degree of divinity. We'll talk about it later. It's in the reception of the light of Chochmah in order to bestow.
Can I continue? Is it an individual feeling of wholeness inside a person, or is it a general feeling in the ten?
Within the ten. That a person is included in the ten, this is how he feels. Does the whole ten feel it? No. Each according to how much he is included.
Okay, so it's a feeling inside of a person when...
I said what I said. PT
35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that I corrected a desire inside of me? How do I know that I corrected it?
You know out of the fact that you have a restriction for reception for yourself and a screen for in order to bestow.
There's only desires that I discover that I have to correct before the friends or in general?
First of all, in front of the friends. First of all, in front of the friends. And then, of course, towards the others. But not that others recognize it and see it. No. I think that we are done with this article. Did we speak about it with the women?
Yes,
they ask questions. We also have questions in the hall.
We also have Dnepr. Let's see what they have to.
Thank you, Rav. Tell me, please. How to change the desire? Is it the same like changing the intention or not?
In desires, we are not changing. They change within us. And intentions we build on our own from the connection between us.
We have questions in the hall here. Yosef?
No, Eiffel, Yosef.
No, where is Yosef over there?
Could it be that a person works in the ten in a general way, nullifies before the friends, tries to somehow bestow, and he corrects some desire, some mitzvah, but I don't know, it seems like it's concealed from him?
No, such a thing cannot be.
Exactly, when he's correcting it, he knows about it exactly.
He needs to be aware of what he's doing. He needs to be cleaved to that very action, cleaved and adhered to all the actions of the restriction, the masach.
So our annulment now towards friends and working, that's not corrections?
It is on the way to corrections, but not corrections in practice.
So what is it?
It's not corrections in practice. You are not doing spiritual actions in action. You're not receiving in order to bestow. There is no upper light that is revealed through your actions.
Thank you.
Okay, what are we doing next, Moshe?
We have other questions, Rav. So Gilad, you have PT8? Yes, Rav, you already answered this. I just want to ask about one thing. We perform work between us to come to love between us in order to come to love to the Creator together.
Yes.
And then we have desires that are revealed, all kinds of desires. And actually, if we don't ascribe every desire to the friends and to the Creator, then we disconnect from the work. Therefore, it's a mitzvah, it's a commandment. It's a must to take every desire that comes to up in our life and associate it to this work. Otherwise, it will disconnect us from this work.
Correct. This is related to the connection between us. Try to do all of the things that we do and to see them as an opportunity to connect between us.
But it's a true obligation to do so. Whoever is on this path is commanded to do this. This is the commandment he must do.
Yes, yes. But it's each and every one doing it inside of himself without speaking too much or maybe even showing it in any external forms. Rather, each needs to, each and every moment, do work in connection. Because through that connection, he will reveal the Creator.
Toda.
Beseder.
Thank you.
Ken.
Toda. Rav, anachnu ayom betora.
Thank you, Rav. Today, in our 10, we have a meal. Our meal. How do we come, not as individuals, but as a collective?
Atem tzichim lachshov.
You need to think. What the meal is for? Why are you having it? What is the reason and what is the desired outcome? And not just in words, that these words you accept or receive from the book or from the lesson. Rather, really, a deep need inside the heart, and you speak about it in advance, and when you come to the meal, it's not the matter of the meal of what you're preparing to eat and drink. Rather, it is the form of connection that you want in this connection to advance and attain the form of such a connection that the Creator is going to be revealed there. This is the main thing. So you need to think, and Kabbalists would sit and think and aim themselves towards the meal a great amount of time. That it's not just for arrive, fall into the chair, grab a piece of bread, and to eat it, and to say alechaim on the drink. Rather, it is really that each and every action will be in order to be internally connected with the ten. So try to do it in such a way that it will be very, very deep in the heart, that all of the external signs that you perform with your body will only be as external signs. But really, it is their internal connection in the mutual heart that you are preparing this heart for the fulfillment. And this will be called the real meal. That the heart, the collective heart, your collective heart, is filled with the Creator, with the upper light. And then it will be called a real meal. Okay.
PT 10. For some reason, or maybe it's just me, we're talking about the commandments and the correction of the desires, but we didn't read the article to the end. And there in the end, it's written kind of like how we're all connected to one another, where there's the things about a son, or to kind of emphasize that we're dependent on one another. And it seems to me like that's how the article only talks about our connection, that we're connected in our vut, that one cannot perform this whole matter of love of others, and that's why we connect in the ten and obligate one another, etc. No, and we went down to the mitzvot there.
So
I understand you, but what are you saying? That we really can keep all of the demands from the Creator only through the connection in the ten between the friends?
Well, yes, that's the revelation of the article, because it's kind of like 613 mitzvot and la 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 la. I don't know, it's kind of simply Eyal got me angry with those mitzvot. So I'm just, this article, if we read it to the end, it kind of like really is about the connection. It's talking about our food.
We spoke about that we're talking about the connection and the arvut, and only in the connection we reveal the Creator. And this is the desired outcome from all of our work. That's it. That we understand correctly the 613 mitzvot, 613 connections that we need to do between us. Yes? Okay.
Another question from Dudi. I'll do a correction for Eyal, my friend in my ten. Tomorrow we're celebrating or we're defining the Yortzeit, the day of the departure of Rabash. There'll be a report soon from the friends. And we started this week, we're studying the articles of the social writings of Rabash that are the foundation for us. How do we use this special day? How do we learn these articles and implement them?
Articles of Rabash are articles that didn't exist in such a revealed form of the Kabbalist's writings ever. That over the years, as they have started to reveal some of the matter, let's say from the Middle Ages and onwards, they never spoke so clearly as Rabash. Which is why we exist in gratitude to him, to Rabash, son of Baal HaSulam, Rav Baruch HaShalom Ashlag. And how much we try to be close to him. In that we advance. Well, that's it. And today we are coming close to his Yortzeit.
So that your set.
And today we will be at the meal. And you will already share the invitation to that. Usually you don't invite people to a Yortzeit meal, rather you just announce. What do I want to say? We're just studying these articles. According to these articles, we advance. Accordingly, we receive our life, our spiritual life, and thanks to him, we exist. This is really our spiritual father. Yes, Dudi. Okay?
Rav, can I continue? I wanted to ask, what's your advice so that we'll manage to step exactly in those footsteps that Rabash is leading us in his writings, especially in his social writings, which is truly the foundations to building tens and the group?
Yes, especially the first articles, and that's tens of articles. But they especially speak about connection, the unity that needs to be attained in connection, and how we attain in the connection between us, and we need to continue and continue and continue, and I'm telling you that I'm reading them as for over 30 years, more, almost 40 years. And I'm telling you that I find more and more new things according to which I see how much I'm lacking to reach some sort of resemblance to my great teacher. So we need to repeat it, go over it again and again.
So how do you, who for 40 years is with him, together with him, by him, learning from his articles, how do you manage to walk specifically in his footprints? What is your advice? If there is such an advice that you can give us, what's the advice for us to be able to step in those places that he stepped?
I simply feel myself that I hold on to him, I grab him, and I walk with him like a small next to a great one. And as much as he continues, as much as he walks, I walk with him. And it cannot be that I will make a step while I'm disconnected from him. And if I'm disconnected, then I'm like a little kid that is afraid about what's going to happen to me. And again, I grab onto him. And this is what we need to get used to, that this source is always with me.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Раф, если позволите, в конце урока три коротких вопроса вам задать по итогам вчерашнего.
Раф, three short questions, if possible.
Первый.
From the summary of today and yesterday, many times we see as an example the example that you and Rabash were in an Arab village and you saw it all, the whole situation in a negative way, he saw it in a positive way. And afterwards,
А вы видите в позитиве, потому что сегодня даже на уроке Гершину об этом сказали.
I today see the world in a negative way, and you see it in a positive way. You also said it to Gershon today in the lesson. How can we come closer to your perception of the world to see it in such a way?
Of course, I don't see everything positively, because day by day people die in all sorts of wars, in all sorts of battles, and there is no end to it. And the situation in the world in general, more and more, becomes difficult, sharp, and confusing. I hope that still people will understand that there is no other option other than to reach communication. The problem is that it's a compilation of many problems altogether. And the solution, as the wisdom of Kabbalah says, is to rise above the ego. In our ego, we will never find a solution. We will only find problems, challenges, only find... Here will be the place of our death, the place of our burial. And this is what will be inside. So I hope it will all be done soon, also between Russia and Ukraine and a few other places in the world that have skirmishes and battles. We hope that it will all end soon and the world will learn from it what can be done for the future, for it to not happen again. Next, Denise.
Мы учим, что сердца правителей находятся в руках Творца.
Yes, we learn that the hearts of leaders are in the hands of the Creator. The question is, what can we as a group, as friends, how can we ask the Creator to influence their hearts so that they will...
Said it very well. We can pray to the Creator, the one that does peace in the heavens will do peace among us.
Shalom.
That peace...
Mir. The Shem Shel HaBoreh.
Is a name of the Creator. And we want Him to descend to us, land on us, and cover us in the umbrella of peace. Next. And
the last question. Yom Kippur is coming close. It's in a few days. On that day, we're supposed to judge ourselves, and the Creator probably has to judge the whole world. How during these days can we as a group do something that will not be a day of judgment? And
we need to ask of the Creator to judge the entire world in mercy. And that all of us, all of the creatures will merit to be close to Him, to be near Him, and certainly connect all together between us and to Him, that the entire world will rise to the degree of the upper world. This is what we need to ask. Everything depends on us. In this request, the Creator is ready. It is the force of love, the force of connection, of bestowal. All that is missing is a request, the uplifting of the man from us. And hopefully we will connect in such a way that certainly He will do this action upon us, and all of us together will rise at least to the first spiritual degree. This is the most difficult ascent. We hope that it will happen. And from here, I want to bid you farewell. Goodbye, and until the afternoon lesson.
Wait, Rav, we have another question from Amit from the hall. We also have a report. Rav, of course, you're invited to. It's about our order for tomorrow towards the Earth site of Rabash. We want to report and update everyone. A special lesson is expected tomorrow. It will be all devoted to the Earth site with special source materials, etc. And after it, immediately, the hummus meal will be in the form of a Earth site meal for Rabash. So right after the lesson, we will go downstairs to the hall, and all over the world, Kli, everyone is invited to prepare for himself a kind of little lechaim and something small next to it, and we will enter a very internal meal, a silent Kabbalistic meal with short excerpts that are very sharp from Rabash. They will give us a much stronger grip during the meal to our internal efforts. We'll sing together and try as much as possible to incorporate in one another and in our teacher and to bring contentment to the Creator. So please, everyone, prepare yourself so that there will be no diversions. It'll be a very internal, special meal, and we will want to make the most of this opportunity that we've received.
Thank you, Amit, and I see we have info.
Yes, to continue Amit's report, we want to make a report about the central events that are coming up. So like we heard, tomorrow, 30th of September, we will enter in for a lesson and a meal on the topic of the Yortzeit of Rabash. After that, our big next big event is going to be Tuesday, the 4th of October. It will be the eve of Yom Kippur. Tuesday and Wednesday, it's actually the eve of Kippur and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Our center will be open for prayers. Specific times for the gatherings for the prayers will be sent to everyone. But that's what's going to happen on the Day of Atonement, on Yom Kippur. On the Friday, the 7th of October, we will enter for a morning lesson and the hummus meal on the topic of the Yortzeit of Bala Sulam. So next Friday, tomorrow Friday, the Yortzeit of Rabash. And on the 7th of October, the Friday, we have a meal and lesson on the topic of the Yortzeit of Bala Sulam. On Sunday, we have the eve of the Sukkot. We will have at 3 p.m. Israel time a Sukkot Eve meal, and on that Thursday, on the 13th of October, we have a unity evening. All those events will take place in the center here and will be broadcasted and translated for everyone. To register to the Eve of Sukkot and the unity evening, we will send it ready today, so please, from everyone, whoever knows that he's about to come, settle your registration as fast as possible. We have the registration for the Eve of Sukkot and also the gathering here in the center on the 13th. So registration will be sent out today, and the schedule that I went over today will be sent to everyone also on all the regular channels. That's it, Moshe. So our schedule for today, from 10 to 11, the World Program with Dr. Michael Eyman. The topic is the importance of education. And after that, the afternoon lesson at 12 p.m. with Dr. Leitman. We'll sing a song.
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב? יוצא אל הרחוב, מתערבב בתוך כולם. מי צריך את מי יותר, אני או העולם? כי we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.